Follow and complete a Learn More Spring 23 Trail Mix for admins or developers by March 31, 2023, 11:59 p.m. PT to earn a special community badge and be automatically entered for a chance to win one of five $200 Salesforce certification vouchers. Restrictions apply. Learn how to participate and review the official rules by visiting the Trailhead Quests page. DevOps Center is generally available. If you didn't hear, DevOps Center became generally available in December 2022. This is great news as DevOps Center simplifies the process of moving changes between environments, detecting modified metadata automatically, recording all the operations in a GitHub repo behind the scenes, and allowing stronger and easier collaboration between release managers, admins, and developers. New capabilities have been added for the GA release, including the addition of more ways of managing environments, like the ability to swap a sandbox when it's refreshed, to prevent errors, and automatic verification of source tracking when connecting to development environments. The redesign of the pipeline setup page, so that it's easier to define environments and pipeline stages in a single view. The ability to perform validate-only deployments. And there's something special that I want to highlight. Now you can activate DevOps Center in your Scratch orgs. This is helpful if you're an ISV partner who wants to build packages to extend DevOps Center functionality. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. On top of all this, know that the Salesforce CLI will soon incorporate commands for managing DevOps Center in an automated way. Looking forward to it. Updates to the Salesforce CLI. The Salesforce CLI has its own release notes and release schedule. They release weekly. The Salesforce CLI release notes are divided into two sections, innovations for the SF CLI and the SFDX CLI. The SF CLI was created to unify the CLIs from different Salesforce products and clouds without disrupting the regular SFDX one. There are lots of innovations for both CLIs that were published in the Spring 23 release. Let's take a look at them. CLIs alignment and plugin writing improvements. Some weeks ago, the Salesforce CLI team posted a blog talking about the key items on their roadmap for 2023. Some of these improvements are already available as part of the Spring 23 release, such as an improved typing experience and removal of taxonomy restrictions on the SFDX CLI alignment of some commands, limits, schema, in SF and SFDX. Improvements to the plugin developer experience. More metadata types are supported. A lot of new metadata types are supported by the SFDX force source and SF deploy vertical bar retrieve metadata commands. For instance, digital experience bundle and digital experience are now supported, allowing for partial deploys of your LWR-based experience cloud configuration. Check the release notes for the complete list of new metadata types supported. Running diagnostic tests with a new doctor command. A new command, SFDX doctor or SF doctor, adds the ability to quickly gather Salesforce CLI configuration data and run diagnostic tests. After running the command, you can share the generated report with Salesforce support, or add a flag so that a GitHub issue is created automatically on the corresponding Salesforce CLI or Salesforce CLI plugin repo. Determining which plugin a command is in with a new which command. Now you can determine which plugin a command is in with a new SFDX which or SF which command. For example, SF which deploy metadata. Replace strings on your metadata just for deployment. One of the coolest features is that now you can automatically replace snippets of your metadata source files with specific values right before you deploy them. This string replacement is ephemeral because the changes aren't written to your project, just to the deployed files. This can be used to write different URLs and secrets and named credentials, external data sources, connected apps, etc. when you're deploying to different environments. To configure string replacement, you add a replacements property to your SFDX project.json as follows. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. With this project configuration, every time that you deploy using the SFDX force source deploy vertical bar push or SF deploy vertical bar retrieve metadata commands, the replacement will take place on the deployed files. The replacement feature is very versatile, accepting different options. You can specify a single file with file name, or a collection of files using the glob property, example, /classes/CLS, in which the string should be replaced. You can indicate a string to replace or a regular expression in the regex to replace property. You can replace the string with a value of an environment variable, replace with end, and with the contents of a file, replace with file. You can add conditions for when to replace the string using replace, when, end. As an example, let's take our Ready to Fly sample app, a travel approvals app that integrates Salesforce and Slack. In Ready to Fly, we implemented our own string replacement script to dynamically generate various metadata types. Let's check the named credential metadata from the sample app that Ready to Fly uses to connect to a middleware Heroku app. Our named credential template was skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. While before, we had to write and run our own script to perform the replacement. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. Now, we can do something like this. Skipping code snippet for brevity. The omitted code provides an illustrative example. This means you can perform the replacement without having to write your own script, but also that your metadata templates can live in your project folder and remain unchanged after different deployments. Don't wait any longer and get your hands on it now. Conclusion. Wow, that was a lot. Bear in mind the Salesforce CLI team releases every week, so I recommend that you keep an eye on the Salesforce CLI release notes, so you can adopt new features that can save you time and resources early. Learn more this week. Our product managers and developer advocates are back to share the latest features and functionality. To help you develop faster, there's a wealth of new content from developer relations covering their favorite new features. Be sure to check out Release Readiness Live on Friday, January 20th at 9 o'clock PST, and read all the latest Salesforce developers blog posts for more developer-related innovations in the Spring 23 release. To learn even more, check out the Spring 23 Trailmix. About the author. Alba Rivas works as a principal developer advocate at Salesforce. She currently focuses on Lightning Web Components and Slack development. You can follow her on Twitter or LinkedIn.